أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا بلوناهم كما بلونا أصحاب الجنة إذا أقسموا ليصرمنها مصبحين ولا يستثنون. Previously Allah explained the condition of the people of Makkah, the non-believers, and particularly the condition of Walid bin Mughira, was an arch enemy of Islam and of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala explains that Allah says we have tested the people of Makkah just as we tested the people of the orchard. The people of the orchard refers to an incident that took place long before the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It was after the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And it refers to an orchard that was in Yemen, just out of the capital Sana'a. It belonged to a Habshi man, but who was a very Allah-fearing man, and he was a very righteous and pious man. Whenever he used to reap his crop, take his fruit, then he made sure that he gives the poor and needy first. When he passed away, his sons took over, and then they thought to themselves that we are more in need of this, and we must not give to the poor and the needy. And before they come, the father, the first, he used to give to the poor and needy and keep the balance. This was a wealthy family, well-off family. But the children had different ideas. One of the sons advised them also, don't do this. But they were adamant that we are not going to give the poor anything. We are more in need of it. And this was what happens. A person, his standard of living, he makes it more higher than he needs more money all the time. So they planned that when they're going to reap their crops, they will go very early in the morning, in the last part of the night, and they will reap the crops before the poor people come. And this was the condition of the people of Makkah, that also they thought that by having wealth and the prosperity of this dunya, we are well off, we are set. So Allah explains about them, Inna balawnahum kama balawna ashab al-jannah. Humne unko jhancha hai jaise jhancha tha baagh walon ko. We had tested the people of Makkah also. We gave them also prosperity, things of this world. Like Walid ibn Mughira, Allah had made him a very wealthy man, and he had a lot of children, and that was also a sign of great prosperity. Just as we had tested the people of the orchard. And this was famous even before the people of, before Islam. The people used to take a lesson from these the brothers of the orchard who did not give the poor. So Allah reminds them of that. إِذْ أَقْسَمُوا لَيَسْرِمُنَّهَا مُسْبِحِينَ. جب ان سب نے قسم کھائی کہ اس کا میوہ توڑیں گے صبح ہوتے. When they had made a mashura, though one of them, he advised them, don't do this, give the poor also. But they forced him, and he also agreed, and they thought they'll go very early in the morning, last part of the night, and they will go and reap their crop, take all their fruit, etc. وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ or inshaAllah nakaha. And so much they were overtaken with this, they were also believers, but they did not even say inshaAllah. And from here we learn, unfortunately, inshaAllah is generally not in our language also. Anything, we're going to do this, we'll go there, we're coming just now, in 5 minutes we will be there, but there's no inshaAllah. That is very, very important, that we must have inshaAllah always what its meaning, if Allah wishes. We plan, we make all our planning, but without Allah's wish, nothing can happen. So they also did not even say inshaAllah. Allah. فَطَافَ عَلَيْهَا طَائِفٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ. پھر پھیرا گیا اس پر کوئی پھیرنے والے رب کے طرف سے. Then Allah Ta'ala says, we sent somebody to them, something to them, a visitor from Allah to that farm of theirs. What was this visitor? It was a whirlwind, it was a storm that had come with lightning, and it burnt everything to the ground. They were just yesterday, last night they saw the orchard so lush and green and the fruit so beautiful. And tomorrow morning we're going to pick our food and we are set again for the future. But Allah Ta'ala sent a terrible storm at night and there were lightning, etc., and it burnt out everything, and there was absolutely nothing left in that farm. وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ or وَوْ سُوْتَهِ رَهَ while they were sleeping, on the other side, this is what happened to their orchard. فَأَسْبَحَتْ كَسْوَرِيمُ پھر صُبَحَ تَكْ هُو رَهَا جَيْسَ تُوْتْ چُكَا and by the morning, there was nothing left of that farm. It burned and it was completely destroyed, nothing left. فَتَنَادُوا مُسْبِحِينَ پھر آپس میں بولے صبح ہوتے then they on their side, they did not know what had happened to the farm. They got up from their houses and early in the morning and they started saying to one another, calling, let us go quickly. أَنِخْدُوا عَلَىٰ حَرْثِكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَارِمِينَ کہ سویرے چلو اپنے کھیت پر اگر تم کو تورنا ہے. Come quickly, let us go. If we want to pluck our food and fruit and before the poor people come so that we don't have to give them anything. Hurry up quickly, they whispered to one another, let us go quickly. فَانْطَلَقُوا وَهُمْ يَتَخَافَتُونَ پھر چلے اور آپس میں کہتے تھے چپکے چپکے and then they started walking, rushing, going now, they want to take their fruit and they were saying to one another, secretly whispering to one another, أَلَّا يَدْخُلَنَّهَا الْيَوْمْ عَلَيْكُمْ مِسْكِينَ کہ اندر نہ آئے پائے اس میں آج تمہارے پاس کوئی مسکین and that no poor person must come, let us go quickly and we take our fruit and no poor person must come. Before any such poor person comes, let us be finished. فَانْطَلَقُوا وَهُمْ مِسْكِن وَغَدَوْا عَلَىٰ حَرْدٍ قَادِرِينَ اور سویرے چلے لپکتے ہوئے زور کے ساتھ and they went in the morning and with full force and they moved swiftly that we must go and pick our fruit all before any poor person comes. فَلَمَّا رَوْحَا قَالُوا إِنَّا لَظَالُّونَ when they reached their farm, they say, no, we lost our way. Our farm was a beautiful, green, lush farm with all the fruit. We have reached somewhere else. But when they looked at all the things there, all the signs, etc., they say, no, this is our farm. But what has happened? بَلْ نَحْنُ مَحْرُومُونَ نَهِي ہماری تو قسمت پھوٹ گئی. What has happened? That whatever our taqdeer, we are destroyed. Our farm, look at it, what has become. So like this, we have to take a lesson also. Always keep a share of the poor. Many of us, especially beggars that come, we don't know, we turn them away. And sometimes we are very rude and harsh also to them. And we don't allow them to come anywhere near. If Allah Ta'ala has to take us to task, He can take us severely to task. This does not mean we just give every beggar and there is clear signs that he's going to go and buy drugs or he's going to buy alcohol or something. But on the other hand also, we must not be such, we must be spending also on the poor. We look for the good sources where it's necessary, but we must be spending on the poor. And very good it is of a person when he gets his salary, when he does it, when end of the month or whatever, first he takes out for the poor. There will be very great barakat for that person. And a person who feels my expenses have become very much now, I can't give charity anymore, I have to see to myself, that person is going in the wrong direction. And then it must not happen that Allah Ta'ala takes away everything from us. Little bit everyone can give, and we should keep a share for the poor always also.